Patriot Pals. Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. For all of you that watch me, you know, I bring up my guest today quite often. He is my favorite doctor out there. He's also the first person that talked about the deadly Fauci protocol of remdesivir and intubation. And he's been on the front lines fighting for freedom and justice and truth and the medical tyranny that we are seeing to be exposed and destroyed. And he is my very good friend and somebody I adore. Welcome back, Dr. Artis.
Mel Kay, you're fabulous. Happy New Year to you. And so excited to be here again with you and your audience. Anytime with you, fabulous. You were at the house with us at our home here in Texas, and we loved it a few weeks ago. And can't wait to have you back. Can't wait for you to stay here. It's going to be phenomenal.
I can tell you, Dr. Artis throws one heck of a party. And it was such a pleasure, and it's so nice to get together, as you know, and people should know. The reason we want people to come out to these events is because you find your tribe, you get empowered, you get motivated, you realize you're the majority, and there's so much love and companionship to be found, and like-minded folks that love God and country and truth and justice. And we go around together, Dr. Artis and I, and a million people watch and participate. And so I encourage everyone to come. We will both be in Arizona upcoming, and let's get into it. Dr. Artis, let's talk about where we are now in your vision of the, because I think the whole, first of all, if you notice, they started calling it coronavirus again, not COVID. So why don't we discuss a little bit about where we are in this revelation that, you know, we are dealing with something much bigger than a virus.
Oh, this is way bigger than a virus. In fact, I just got done, you know, Zeb Zelenko came out to the event here in Dallas, and it was great to hang out with him for the first time. For me anyway, but I just got done having an hour and a half long conversation with him going over this exact stuff. And I said to him, can you just tell me what your thoughts are on what's the real goal? Like, what's the real intention behind all this? And he goes, look at Australia. And I said, okay. I said, what about Australia? And he goes, it is a complete lockdown. Totalitarianism is reigning there in Australia. He goes, and let me just tell you to the lengths it's going. Any doctor inside of Australia who writes a prescription for hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, they're actually threatened with 6 months imprisonment.
Oh my God.
This is not about the vaccines. They said that the fact if a doctor in Australia writes a prescription for hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, that will actually increase, this is the crime, that will increase vaccine hesitancy. So as a result of creating vaccine hesitancy, they're going to imprison them or threaten them with 6 months of imprisonment. So what's the agenda and the goal? Obviously, to create mass confusion, fear, anxiety, panic that paralyzes people. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to take advantage of people and convince them to volunteer or be bullied or forced or coerced into taking something into their body that they don't want to do. So your liberties, your freedoms, your autonomy for your physical body of itself, and the choosing of what goes into it is totally being destroyed. So Yes, this has a massive impact on all of us.
Yeah. I unfortunately had to return to the communist dystopia, formerly known as New York City, in the last couple of days. And I've been attacked multiple times, including at the supermarket, for not wearing my mask, because no matter if you're vaccinated twice and have the booster in New York right now, you have to wear the mask inside. And God forbid you don't have your papers or your child doesn't have your paper. You're harassed and yelled at and kicked out of public places. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, the masks, because this is, first of all, I believe it's a mind control technique that has been used for different decades in MKUltra and other nefarious things like Tavistock Institute and all of that. But that's even worse than that is I think the masks are keeping people sicker, keeping people sick. What I'm seeing is, at least in my life, I have a teenager that has had a cough, a cold for months, and he has to wear a mask 8 hours a day in school or he gets kicked out of school. There's so much evidence. Can we discuss how ridiculous and unhealthy these masks are?
Yes, I can actually. There's a current list compiled on brownstone.org by the PhD, Dr. Paul Elias Alexander. Okay. There's over 50 studies confirming that the masks, number one, are ineffective at actually stopping people from getting infections or spreading infections. And number two, it's a list of 50 studies proving the kinds of harm they do provide. And we will tell you right here, The masks actually deprive oxygen intake. They lower by about 10% the amount of oxygen we can bring into the body and the amount of CO2 we can release. As a result, if you create any deprivation of 10% of O2 levels in your body, that is a prime environment for viruses to thrive.
Right.
Viruses do not thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. This is one of the reasons why they tell you when they put people into a hospital bed in an ICU with COVID, this is one of the selling points for venting your loved one, is to put oxygen into the body to help them fight the infection. No, it isn't. That vent is not doing that, although it does provide more oxygen to the body. But when you deprive the body of oxygen, for sure, yeah, it makes people sicker. The masks themselves also, as you expel pathogens from your lungs, you're supposed to breathe these out, cough them out, sneeze them out. It's going to get trapped in the mask. It's already proven to actually inhale back into the lungs, right, bacteria, leading to things like bacterial pneumonia, strep, you name it, all kinds of stuff, staph infections galore. So yes, this is very problematic. Any oxygen deprivation of 7 to 10% loss or reduction, it's also proven to impact individuals, no matter what their age is, on their ability to perform cognitively. Right. And while you're in school and you got kids in school, they can't even perform as well as they can mentally with the lack of oxygen. So anyway, the masks do not work. The mask as a whole, I would just like to tell your audience, all masks, cloth mask, N95 mask, it doesn't matter. They're designed to trap droplets of moisture that are either 3 microns or bigger. That's the size of the holes in the mask. But coronaviruses, which are common cold viruses, are actually, the size of them is 0.125 microns, which means they easily flow in and out through breathing air exchange, no matter who you are or how old you are. So the masks do not help at restricting or lowering the transmission of this infection. It does not keep you safer. It does not keep you healthier. If anything, I'm in total agreement with you, Mel Cade. 10 months ago, I read a book by Steve Hassan. He's a cult expert. He actually said that political cults, in his book, Freedom of Mind, that he published in 2013,
right,
his book, Freedom of Mind, he said that a political cult has to accomplish two things in order to be successfully destructive. And it was, number one, they have to control the media. Number two, they have to, they have to prevent free assembly. That's his exact words. They have to prevent free assembly, which is what they did at the beginning of 2020. They're right, still trying to do that. But the third thing he mentions, he says political cults just have to prevent free assembly and control the media in order to be like successfully destructive.
Right.
However, to even be more destructive and successful in controlling their followers, all they have to do is enlist one thing that every religious cult does that makes them even more controlling. And that is a political cult, if they can get their citizens to wear an article of clothing every day, that's a behavior change. If you can impact their behavior every day by getting them to wear something, and think about it, the Jehovah's Witnesses wear things. The Mormons have their special underwear, right? So if you can get people to wear an article of clothing every day, condition them that this keeps them safe physically, emotionally, spiritually, you can control them so much easier. And I think the masks nonstop have been a way to control us. And they have known that that would be a successful way of doing it, having studied and experienced the power of this MK Ultra,
right,
that we know about, and every successful cult leader they've ever studied or profiled.
Yeah.
They know that getting people to wear something and then getting them to stand 6 feet apart, social distancing, it's right, all conditioning to control you. That's all, yeah, it was.
My friend Kathy O'Brien, who's a survivor and testified to end MK Ultra, she was one of the victims. She said that this mask thing, this is something that was always in MK Ultra. It's a big part of it, used on the children that they sucked in or took from CPS or were sold in or kidnapped or whatever into the MK Ultra program, that they all wore masks. You remember Michael Jackson running around with his kids all over the world with masks on and things like that. And she also says the 6 feet distancing thing is a neurolinguistic programming, 6 feet under, 6 feet, all of it. It's all sick. It's all been planned. We both know that. But people are getting crazier and crazier because you and I discussed over a year ago, I believe, the PCR test is fake. It is 100% fake, but yet and I've talked to you many times about the Manhattan elite, like these intellectual elite, which now we know is the absolute opposite with all their degrees and Goldman Sachs and McKinsey where they work and all these big wig BlackRock, you know, that they're the ones that are online right now getting tests that have no symptoms to give the government more power to continue this. People need to understand the PCR test. First of all, they told us in July it's 60% false positive, but it was supposed to be taken out of being used in 12/31 of this year, but they're still using it, obviously. Can you please explain the PCR test is a total fraud?
Well, the PCR tests are a complete fraud. In fact, Mullis, who was the inventor of the actual device machine PCR test, he actually said it was never designed to actually determine or diagnose viral infections of any kind. Now, what's amazing, Mel Kitt, you mentioned BlackRock. I just want to bring this up real quick. BlackRock is a corporation with one major stakeholder. His name is George Soros. Do you know that BlackRock is one of the four major corporations that owns Gilead Sciences, that owns the patents for remdesivir, the only FDA-approved drug to treat COVID-19 hospitalized Americans from the beginning? This is BlackRock's connection to Gilead, just so you know. It's disgusting.
BlackRock has a connection to all of it, but yep. Certainly to anything involving the agenda that is playing out right now for the one world government, you can always trace it back to their money. But yeah, I know that. And that's the thing, because what's going on right now is we have people in line in 30 degree weather in Manhattan for 4 hours to get a test for something they have no symptoms for, that don't seem to get that they are allowing the government to continue this lie of lockdowns and all of that. And it's like, to me, I say, stop getting the tests. If you just stop getting the tests, right?
Okay, so can I show you something, Mel Kay? Destroy this PCR test thing for you. Sure. Can you see the name of this website?
Yes.
FDA.gov. Now on FDA.gov's website right now, this is actually their article. It says, do COVID-19 tests check for the Omicron, Delta, and other variants? Hold on. I would love to read that very first sentence. You also just screenshot that because it's hilarious. I'm going to read it out loud. Ready? Currently, this is actually as of today. It's updated today. Currently, COVID-19 tests are designed and authorized to check broadly for the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is not true. Hold up. It's to authorize to check broadly for the SARS-CoV-2 virus and not for specific variants. Can you see that?
Yes. And I was also told that the variant test would have to be a very expensive blood test if there ever was one. And on top of that, even crazier about what you just said is I'm starting to noticing the narrative, you know, we had the great reset. Now we have the great narrative. The narrative, thanks to World Economic Forum, but the narrative is now changing to that they're not using that as much anymore. Now they're starting to say coronavirus. Dr. Artis, what is the coronavirus?
Coronaviruses are common cold viruses, and we have them every year. They evolve every year. They change every year. But we are exposed every single year of your entire lives who are watching this show. Every year, you are exposed to four different types of coronaviruses, and they are called common cold viruses. Right on. That is what coronaviruses are. And I know lay people have been thrown into this idea that coronaviruses are new and novel. They are not. They've been around forever. In fact, the medical profession has never, Mel K, come up with a cure for the common cold.
Nope.
And I promise you, four pharmaceutical companies in 7 or 9 months did not come up with a cure finally for a common cold virus they had never seen before. Right. Those four companies being Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. There is no solution for this common cold virus. They're selling you the idea of a vaccine for other reasons. Right. I just want you to know, I just read to you from the FDA. The FDA says there are currently no tests for variants of SARS-CoV-2. So, Mel K, if there is no test that differentiates Omicron, Delta, IHU, the new one coming out of France.
I saw. I'm very excited for this.
So there's a new one. Yeah, there's a new one coming out of France now. And it came from somebody who was fully vaccinated. Get that, from Cameroon, who came into South France. All right. So if there is no way of actually testing for the different variants, Mel K, how is it that CNN, Fox, ABC, Time Magazine, the New York Times, how are they all publishing these articles stating that Delta is spreading across the United States, that Omicron is now spreading throughout the United States? How do they know this when the FDA actually tells you we don't have a test that tells you if there's a different variant? Why do we have doctors and professionals talking about variants when the FDA actually has on their website states we don't have any way of testing these variants? Right. That means they're making it up.
Right.
It's just a story just to scare you, to promote their more vaccines. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Omicron variant, when they announced that out of South Africa on November 24th with the World Health Organization being notified, I actually knew when I went to look into the media to see what they were saying before I even looked. When I heard the WHO were notified about a new variant coming out of South Africa, I knew the age range that was going to be in the articles in our media. It was going to state, and I knew it without even looking, they were going to pick an age between 0 and 5 years old is being threatened by a new variant, because that's the only age group of children in America who aren't being shoved these shots.
Right.
So October 26th of this year is when the FDA said, now we can start vaccinating all 5 to 11-year-old children. That only leaves this 0 to 5-year-old age range who are the only ones right now not being given the shots.
Right.
They waited less than a month to start promoting a new story. And this was the story in our media, not in South Africa, in our media.
Well, our media is in on it, and they better know.
They actually said that the Omicron variant was causing increased hospitalizations, our media did,
right,
increased hospitalizations in two-year-olds in South Africa. And I was like, oh my God, can you not just make this so obvious? They're trying to prime parents, grandparents, and teachers of elementary school age kids and preschoolers that it's important to get your kids vaccinated. There's this new variant that's threatening to two-year-olds. No, it's not. Common colds have never been dangerous.
Never.
This one isn't either. Leave the kids alone.
Right. And you know what, though? Fauci over the weekend had to say, nobody reported it, of course. Our media, listen, I want the media to know right now that the Nuremberg trials included media. So don't think that you're getting away with it, because Obama and Holder and Cass Sunstein revised the Smith-Mundt Act to say that you could use propaganda on us, because we the people aren't going to allow it when the chips fall down. But I will say this about that. I've noticed.
I hold them all accountable.
Yeah, we will. I don't even know. I think half of them are already transhumanists, because I don't know how you speak to the public and lie like they are. CNN has up their ticker again, but it's just cases. It's not deaths this time. And, you know, they're really going for it. It's really disgusting. But I saw Fauci over the weekend say he needed to clarify that children aren't dying of the coronavirus. They're dying with the coronavirus. Well, the test doesn't work. So that's just a total fraud. But none of the media picked up that. They just went right by it, of course. He's trying already I see them, the CDC, Walensky, him. They're all trying to kind of manipulate language again. And like I said, you're going to stop seeing COVID and you're going to start seeing them use coronavirus, confusing people as we go forward. Now, something you just brought up with the kids. Here's a real problem. In New York City, like you just said, I have a friend who has a 10-year-old son. He came home from school. He wrote an essay for his parents on all the reasons he needs to get the shot. This essay was very advanced. So there was no way this child wrote this essay. So apparently they have recruited teachers to convince children to go home, to convince their parents or beg their parents or push their parents to get them injected. What about these parents that are injecting their children? I saw Dr. Malone put out a really important video. He created the mRNA. Now they're saying he's a kook and he's an anti-vaxxer. Meanwhile, he worked at the Salk Institute for 30 years creating vaccines. This is about the mRNA. What is with these parents, and why what are they doing? It's child abuse, right?
Shame on all the parents who are actually pushing their children, or grandparents who are pushing their children, and shame on every teacher who is escorting their children out of their classrooms to a mobile unit out in the parking lot against their parents' knowledge,
right,
to have children consent in elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools to sign a paper to get the shots. I think it's totally disgusting, and shame on all of them. They should never subject their children to something they've already proved to survive. Mel, okay, look, 100% of all the kids who survived the 2-year pandemic, supposedly, that went around the world 4, 5, 6 times mutated, you're convincing these parents that the kid sleeping in the room upstairs or behind you or next to you, that kid who survived every variant, all of a sudden needs to get a shot to continue surviving the pandemic. Yes. It's so ridiculous. Please use common sense. The natural immunity God put into your child is far superior to anything the COVID vaccines can actually promote.
Right.
In fact, Dr. Zev Zelenko told me this morning, I was interviewing him about the shots, and he said these shots are causing AIDS. They are causing an autoimmune deficiency syndrome, destroying the immune systems in every human being that takes them. And then he goes, and I'm not talking about a vaccine-induced AIDS. It is destroying their actual immune systems, just like AIDS does. It is an autoimmune, self-destructive vaccine. And you're going to demoralize these children.
It's the same people that created AIDS that are creating this. And it's the same eugenics platform and plan that is going on. And people just don't want to believe in evil, Dr. Artis. They just don't. And it's the same people. This is the Fourth Reich, Third Reich, eugenics, depopulation, all a fraud. If you believe in God, you can't believe what they believe, in my opinion. But here we are. And that brings me to another topic here, which is the vaccine. So this Dr. Lieber is convicted. And I looked at all of his patents. And there's a very disturbing patent in there. People have to understand, again, I talk about it a lot, but Jeffrey Epstein financed, I say the Epstein boomerang is way bigger than people know, and it's only the tip of the iceberg so far. But Jeffrey Epstein financed this guy and 4 other guys, a Church, a Nowak, a Minsky, all these people with MIT and Harvard, and they are transhumanists, and they believe in a post-human world. Do you know anything about what transhumanism is and what this all these people at MIT and Harvard that Epstein and Gates were funding were about?
I can tell you some things that I already do know for certain. They are actually working towards creating not just human beings, but they're wanting to merge humans with technology. And what's very odd is, I mean, this is really odd. You should look it up.
I know.
Right now, Amazon is now blocking access to books by Dr. Seuss because supposedly they demonstrate racism. Dr. Seuss books.
Right, right.
However, there are transhumanism books being sold on Amazon. There are books about future humans. It's actually titled Future Humans.
Written by Kissinger and the very nefarious Eric Schmidt of Google.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And they actually have in there written that in the future, it actually says this, that in the future, because human eyes are limited in the light spectrum, they can actually see. In the future, when babies are born, we're going to be able to remove their human eyes and insert cyborg eyes to help humans be able to see a wider array of lights, infrared, x-ray, you name it. Because right now, human beings, their eyes are limited in what they can see.
Right, because you know, the God makes lots of mistakes. You know, that
and then
God.
It actually has pictures and drawings of babies with robot eyes.
This is what these people have been doing. And you know what's scary? If we know anything from history, they're probably already doing it. These people, they have concentration camps now in Australia, Canada, and we know in China. What do they care? What do you think Mengele was doing? You think these guys are any different? They're all the same people, same blood. Like Dr. Lieber, his father worked for Sarnoff doing transistors and all kinds of other kind of mind control stuff, if you put it all together. But what I'm seeing now, and one of Dr. Lieber's, you know, he's found guilty. A lot of these people found guilty in the last week. Also, Elizabeth Holmes, her whole thing was blood. You know, I mean, this is really crazy. And the Church guy that Epstein gave a lot of money to that worked with Lieber, he was the Genome Project. And Bill Gates owns BGI that's in cahoots with the CCP that is cataloging everyone's DNA through blood. This is all getting very crazy, but people just don't want to believe this is going on.
And it gets crazy. Genentech is another genome company.
Right.
Yeah. Genentech has 55 employees, including CEOs that now were actually merged into Gilead Sciences that is using remdesivir, promoting remdesivir. Oh, it gets disgusting. So
it's called eugenics. People,
it is called eugenics.
Eugenics with abortion. Eugenics has nothing to do with abortion. It is a mindset of this group of people that the Davos World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, I call them the Fourth Reich, and Soros and Rockefeller and everyone we talk about on my show, this is their plan for no different than it was in Nazi Germany for a superior race of humans. I believe the COVID-19 whole scandal, which started, 15 years ago, the Rockefellers wrote about this whole plan that's playing out. It was supposed to be under Hillary, so we'd be in a lot more trouble, I'll tell you that much. But really, the truth is, this was an attack on the middle class, in my opinion, worldwide. And the eugenics, like you're saying, who got the remdesivir? Who got the ventilation? It was the elderly. Well,
talk about who it is. They actually are incentivizing hospitals with a 20% bonus payout. Still, Medicare is. They are bribing all hospitals. Medicaid. There's only one drug approved by the FDA to be used in hospitals against COVID-19 in treated patients in America. Why does Medicare have to throw an added bonus at hospitals to inject that drug inside of 65-year and elderly people? Well, there is for sure a targeted effort to wipe out a certain amount of the elderly and diseased, those with comorbidities, and they're going to target them with that drug remdesivir. That's what they're using it for, mass murder and genocide. And then they're going to actually try to, and I agree with you, they are trying to remove the middle class.
Yep.
And they're going to have just two classes of people. That's what they're going for. It's been legitimate for a long time.
And slaves that are completely track and trace through this technology. Because one of the things in Lieber's patents is, he created these nanoparticles. These hydrogels can be injected or put in through both means. The PCR test stuck all the way up into your brain.
Do not trust the PCR test.
No. And but once they're inside you, one of his things is that they can be manipulated by EMPs and frequency, i.e. 5G. And it's in one of his patents that this can all control from a mainframe. And they're putting it under this guise of that you can have drugs that you need. Your body will just produce
biometric.
Them.
They right. actually call it biometrics.
Right.
They have little robots running around
in
your body.
Right.
That can actually detect your blood pressure, your blood sugar, infections, white blood cell count, red blood cell count, and then it can actually speak to a mainframe.
There you go.
Give updates. and then Bill Gates and Microsoft acquired a patent. 02020060606.
Right on.
And this technology allows you to connect your biometrics, your internal blood panel information about your physical health. You can actually tie your biometrics to cryptocurrency. Your value monetarily is tied to your biometrics, how healthy you are, how diseased you are. It's so insane.
And the crazy part of that is that it can do it in real time.
In real time, yes.
From a mainframe, which I'm assuming would be in Davos, Switzerland, or probably at CERN, and or wherever. The real truth about what's going on with China is that they decided a long time ago, Kissinger, Bush, Rockefeller, Rothschild, that America's Constitution and Bill of Rights and our Judeo-Christian belief in inalienable rights was a big problem for the Great Reset One World Government. But China's Communist Party had the right idea for full control of the people. And the other reason they want to take out the middle class and silence people like us is because what does the middle class do? They innovate, they create, they come up with inventions, solutions, they come up with treatments like you have and Artist Labs has, and they really thwart the plan of full control. And what's really scary that I'm learning too is this technology that they have the ability, because if you look at what Dr. Church and Minsky, both Epstein beneficiaries, have been doing, they also have the ability to, once they get this thing into you, they can put thoughts in your brain through the same technology, and you would think that they're your thoughts. And this is stuff that they've been working on. What's so scary is the technology is so advanced that we're hearing about it now. They've been working on it for 20 years.
They've actually started that. They started doing that work with animals, inflicting thoughts and behavior with technology in bulls. It started with a bull in Spain in 1971 or 1972. They've been able to infiltrate the emotions and the behavior of animals and thought processes with technology since then.
Right. It is incredibly scary. And that's why I keep going back to, it's the same people involved. Like you're talking, you can connect Soros to Remdesivir, to Gates, to BlackRock, to this, to the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, all comes back to the Rockefellers and their bloodline family crew and the Rothschilds.
And the Rothschilds.
Very, very hard for people to understand that this, we've been brainwashed. Anytime you think about this, you think conspiracy theory. They're the same people that were doing this in Nazi Germany. They just came here. But the problem is that they are way, way advanced to what we even know. And we have to be really vigilant and stop not accepting what you don't want to believe and look at what really is. And anyone can look up Dr. Lieber's patents. Somehow, I was just talking to Jovan about the patent theft in our country and that Obama gave the ability of our patents to basically be controlled by the crown through something called Serco. But if you look up Lieber's patents, they're terrifying. And the rest of these guys, and then if you connect them with Epstein and Gates, whose goal is eugenics and transhumanism, you know, we are dealing with I woke up after I was reading all this, Dr. Artis, I woke up and I really thought, God, I knew this was biblical, but not like this. Like I didn't get to this point I understood Lucis Trust, the Luciferian, all of this, but I mean, we are dealing with something really, really, no matter how you cut it, the more that comes out, the more it's a biblical spiritual battle.
Yep. And I will tell you, going back to biblical, spiritual, or religious, there's a group that I think a lot of people are not paying attention to, and it's on purpose and people just aren't looking. But you have all these families and these bloodlines that you're mentioning. I actually just threw out the Rothschilds a minute ago. But
well, you have to. You can't talk about any of this without them.
Yeah, you have to throw their name in there. But I've said nonstop for months and months now that people aren't paying attention to one group, and you should. And people will ask me, well, who should we pay attention to? And I'm like, watch the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. I said it nonstop. I mean, even right now, when we hear Mel K, we hear Donald Trump voicing his appreciation, love, and respect and honor for the vaccines. And Joe Biden, how he speaks about the vaccines. Anthony Fauci, how he speaks about the vaccines. Francis Collins, just so you know.
Oh, boy, that guy's he's way worse than people realize, that guy.
This is what I say to people. Just if you want to know where it is they're getting these scripts from, they say the same thing over and over and over. And you need to pay attention. Watch and see if the Pope is saying the same things. And the Pope, for sure, even this last month, has actually said the world needs two things in his worldwide press conference he held this month. And what did he say? The world needs two things right now. We need to defund all militaries and reduce military sizes, like reduce how many personnel are in individual countries' militaries. And then his second thing was, the world needs more vaccines.
Right. Well, yeah. And in the minute while he's saying that, Joe Biden's installed regime, these globalists that are loyal to the World Economic Forum overlords, they announced the biggest budget for our military of all time. And you know what? The people of planet Earth are kind of onto them. God's people and God's planet are watching this happen. You and I talked about, I think, when I saw you, like this whole thing they did in Glasgow, that they're gonna own all the natural resources in the land from here on. If you own land, you're out of luck, because the World Economic Forum and their minions of the G20, including the Biden, Blinken, you know, Susan Rice is really behind the scenes in the White House, by the way, folks, and Samantha Power and all Obama, they're gonna rent us air and water, and we're gonna have to go through them for food and farming. And this is so outrageous that this is why I know God won. Okay, God wins. God won, because we wouldn't know we would not be here if we were not winning and God wasn't in control. But like you and I both know, and we have to make this very clear to everyone out there: stop taking tests, stop complying. This is not they created a bioweapon. It's not deadly, okay? What is deadly are the vaccines. And the whole goal was the vaccines. But we have to be really vigilant going forward in terms of what we're doing to us to keep allowing this to continue. I wanted to ask your opinion on this crazy thing. So in New York, with this unelected woman who's clearly part of the very, very, very deep state, she has decided that racism is now a health crisis. It's a health emergency in New York and has prioritized all the treatments go first to the minority community. And this is another power grab. Is racism a health issue?
No, it's not a health issue. Not unless you're going to start targeting a certain ethnicity or a certain race. All right. So I want to share something with you I read this morning because this goes right in line with this. Time magazine published an article this morning about this new variant coming out of France. And then it lists at the bottom of the article that the top most must read articles from Time magazine from 2020 and 2021. Get this. This is not a joke.
No, I know.
The first one says the must read for 2021 is this article, Climate Crisis Dominated 2021.
Right.
Now,
is anyone aware of that?
Is anyone aware that we talked about climate change during 2021? Okay, how can that really be the top story from 2021? And how did that dominate the airwaves? I didn't hear anything. Right. What's number two? They say for 2020. This is not a joke. I can show you.
No,
2020. Look at this. Look at the second bullet point. The forced Americans to confront the reality of racism. Really? That's what 2020 did?
Marxist socialists.
I thought 2020 launched the COVID pandemic. I didn't know we were all conversing about racism. Was COVID just targeting a certain race? How did that become the top story from 2020 per Time magazine? Okay,
well,
no, it's not.
There's many ways that it did. I'll share this little nugget with you that... screen share this thing. This is how, okay? New World Order quotes, Rockefeller. We're grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Times Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of the electoral elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determined practices in centuries past. So pretty much that's where we are with our media.
Yep. So just so you know, this actual talk about health and directing it towards a certain race and giving privilege to races, be careful. The races they're pointing out are the ones they're targeting.
Right?
So I would be careful. I'd be very hesitant.
I'll tell you, Dr. Artis, I've been saying, to me, looking at first of all, the Black community knows about the experiments in Africa, the Tuskegee Airmen, and what they've done all over the world in experiments on people of color all over the planet, because this group of people we're talking about, they're eugenicists. They don't, what was Margaret Sanger and Bill Gates' dad trying to eradicate? The Black population, period. But even bigger,
under the guise of climate change, by the way.
Oh yeah, of course, you know. That we're just going to give up all our natural resources and own nothing and be happy because of climate emergency. These people are lunatics, which was also in the Operation Lockstep that the Rockefeller Foundation put out to all their minions in 2010. But so now I've been saying we have Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, defund the police. Our new AG in New York is not putting anyone in jail anymore. So no accountability, no jail, no bail. And then the mandate to the vaccine. This is just another war on the Black community. And the Black community is waking up and we need more of them on board to say, you know what? No, we're not going to do this. We're not. And the worst part is with this new thing that she's pushing, that racism is now a health emergency. She declared an emergency of racism, which is also a mind control mechanism because you can't. Racism, as disgusting as it is, I don't believe I know anyone that is racist for real, like in that disgusting way. You know who's racist are the World Economic Forum and the UN. They're racist, but You know, at the end of the day, this is just another power grab to keep us controlled. So, Dr. Artis, one thing I do want to ask you, I'm sorry to keep you so long, but I like you so much. And I, when we talk in person, we never stop either. So
I love you, Mel.
Why do it online? But I do want to say something to you. So all these parents that got their kids injected, is there anything that now, if they regret this choice, that they can do for their kids? Because obviously, I'm going to put links to all your stuff below, and you have lots of things that people can do that now regret getting the jab. Is there anything parents can do for kids that now they might maybe looking at it and regretting doing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for bringing that up, because this really has been my attempt for the last 2 years, was to try to thwart their agenda, which is to inflict harm. I just want your audience to know, any of you that gave these kids the shots, or yourself, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to judge you or shame you for that. You've all had different reasons why you thought it was a good idea to do this. So, or an okay reason. The shots themselves, the American Heart Association published November 8th of this year. They published an article in the Circulation Journal. It's their journal, the American Heart Association. They said,
I know,
the mRNA vaccines dramatically cause increased inflammation of heart muscle tissue, causing blood clots, heart disease, and strokes immediately following the vaccines. These mRNA vaccines, which is the Pfizer and Moderna shots, the Pfizer ones are the only ones being allowed to be given to children, by the way. So that 5 to 11-year-old group, the Pfizer shot is mRNA. These are targeting the hearts of children and adults, all of you. So yes, there are four things I have on my website at thedrartisshow.com, and doctor is D-R. It's thedrartisshow.com. If you go to the site, you'll see on the navigation bar that there is no tab when you just go to visit the site titled resources. But if you'll click on the little man icon up at the top and create a username and password, it's all free, and then sign into that account, like sign into the site for free. This resources tab appears on the navigation bar between the words home and clothing. This resources page is all about COVID. And the very first thing on that page is the disease prevention cocktail. It is actually a list of four nutrients that I believe God put on the earth, and it's research studies proving they have the ability, these four nutrients, to protect every cell from stress or disease. The first stage of all diseases is called oxidative stress. Spike proteins, the virus, poisons in the shots, they all cause oxidative stress to cause damage and disease to the heart, like in the American Heart Association's publication. These four nutrients in there, I have children's doses, teenage doses, and adult doses.
Oh, that's awesome. I haven't seen anyone really go for the kids prevention and healing protocol yet.
It's four things, and I'll tell you what they are. It's vitamin C, magnesium, selenium, and apple pectin powder. Right. Those are four nutrients found on the planet that protect every cell from oxidative stress, which is the 100% cause of all diseases on the planet, including from the shots.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that, because just after they approved it, I guess, they started putting out public service ads about strokes in children.
Yes, how disgusting. You remember that?
And yes. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't new. And what do you think? I mean, I guess this is the same thing, but I mean, it's getting hard to deny that these healthy athletes that are dropping dead because their hearts are already used because of the sport that they're doing, they have to really... it's getting hard to deny that all these athletes are dropping dead from heart attacks and stuff on the field while they're playing sports. What do you think of that?
Yeah, so Peter McCullough was here at the house with us. He's a cardiologist and epidemiologist. Him and I have done multiple shows. The last one we did here in Dallas together, we actually started off the show with a 3-minute clip showing athletes dying on the fields or on basketball courts this year. Right. And it's all professional athletes, which are in their 20s, early 30s, and then teenagers. Right. So yes, there's a huge amount. And right now there's a group of us, actually an international committee, that are putting together numbers from FIFA, the soccer organization.
Right, yeah.
There is hundreds of people who have now either had to retire or have died from heart failure just within the soccer community, football around the world. Right. And then anyway, it's troubling. Airline pilots, there's never been one single year higher than 2021 where they died. No, there's never been a higher amount of pilots die than last year. And so, yes, we're compiling totals, concerns.
Good.
But I'm just telling you, the American Heart Association already published it in November. They already know this damages the heart. This is a I mean, it's a eugenics program, but the goal of eugenics is to kill people.
Right.
Those that you want to remove.
Call the herd. So that it is this group of, honestly, it's about three. I keep saying it's like this 1% of the planet, they're in on it. Then they have like 4% of that below them are running it all and are puppets and are either blackmailed, brainwashed, or, you know, useful idiots. And then there's 5% that are us. And then 90% of people that are completely in the don't know, aren't sure, are looking into it, are figuring it out, or are apathetic. Like I always say, it wasn't the convinced Nazi that was the problem. It was the apathetic German that was the problem in Nazi Germany. And where we are now is people are waking up en masse. I feel that way. Everywhere we go, we meet patriots. We get the energy up. We get people out there going back to their community to take back our country. But we are the last stand for the world. And I am a huge fan of you, Dr. Artis. I will put all your links below. Tell everyone where they can find you. You've been on the front lines for a long time. You were the first person, I'll say this to everyone, Dr. Artis was the first person out there that I ever heard warn people about remdesivir, which is Dr. Fauci's only approved treatment, which is really a death sentence. So Dr. Artis is owed a huge debt of gratitude by all of us. And I know is working for God. So where can you be found?
Yeah, so thanks, Mel Kate, and you are a superstar, by the way. So let's go to thedrartistshow.com if you want to subscribe. Just put in your email, and then we'll actually give you updates on every show interview that I'm doing, cool. And then you can follow along there. Great. But thedrartistshow.com, I do want your audience to know that I did just release, I almost forgot, but 2 weeks ago I released 3 new videos on my site. Great. If you go to the shop button and this 10 for 10 category shows up, click it. This Great. Is something I'm launching as a result of COVID. This whole last 2 years, I'm like, forget it. I'm about to change the entire landscape of health. I launched 3 10-minute videos of healing with a 40-year board-certified cardiologist named Thomas E. Levy out of Miami.
Great.
We filmed 3 of these, how to reverse myocarditis, which is a published side effect of the mRNA vaccines.
Right.
There, we also did how to beat hypertension naturally, how to beat high blood pressure. And then how to beat and reverse chronic COVID, or what they call long haulers COVID. It's right. A 10-minute video with a PDF you can download. We tell you exactly what to do either in a clinical setting or at home to reverse those scenarios for $10. Beat right. that. It's cheaper awesome. Than going to see a specialist. So we're going to be outlining these. Dr. Sherry Timpany's coming here in February. We're right. going to film 10 of these
Ooh, on wow,
different
nice.
Topics of how to heal naturally. It's very exciting. We're
awesome.
Excited.
And just to leave our audience, it's 2022. We're going into, I believe, an epic year of truth, justice, law and order, and taking back America. So what? Just to end off, what are some things people can do in their own lives to turn this tide and take back our country and the planet from these demons?
Number one, I think people need to do their own research.
Yep.
So that you can actually surmise what it is you're being lied to about and can discern truth when you hear it and when you see it. Right. That's number one. Number one is just staying educated and not being willfully ignorant.
Right.
Do not turn a blind eye. As Dr. Zelenko said this morning, the only blind faith we should actually have is in God.
Right. Period. Exactly. Exactly.
Not in man.
Yeah. And just show up. If you can't come to our events, we'll be in Arizona. You can go to the Mel K Show and look at all the events. We're going to be doing them every month, probably for the rest of our lives. But if you can't show up to the events or live stream them, start events in your own community. It really matters that you're around like-minded people, that you turn off these. I just read that thing from Rockefeller. You can add MSNBC and CNN and Fox News to that list. And just stop doing that and start seeking. If you're here, you're seeking it. And if you're watching Dr. Artis, you are. But you know what? Share it without fear. Stay resolute. Believe God wins. And like in the Bible, it's God wins, but we the people have to fight it on the front lines on planet Earth. And we are. And I will see you in Arizona, Dr. Artis. Say hi to your amazing wife and family. And thank you for being the hero that you are. I appreciate it.
We love you, Mel. And I'm proud of you. And thanks for being a stand of truth for all humanity. Seriously, and then I will say this lastly, if you really truly want the pandemic to end, just turn off your TVs and your radios exactly. and just tune into the Mel K Show. And that's it. Don't yep. watch anything else.
Right,
just
right.
watch Mel K. She'll bring me on occasionally to update you on things I'm doing.
Yep.
That's all you need. You just need Mel K for truth. Turn off your TV and all the fear, pandemonium, and lies will stop.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Artis. I will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Can't wait. See you.